Okay. We'll have a scripture reading. 今日所读嘅经文系喺《使徒行传》第十六章25-34节。Our scripture will be on Acts chapter 16, verses 25 to 34.咁我哋係會先讀英文，然後我哋會讀中文。So read the scripture in English first. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them.The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, because he thought the prisoners had escaped. The jailer called for light, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas.They replied, Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his family were baptized.《使徒行传》十六章二十五节，我哋先读。约在半夜，保罗和西拉祈祷歌颂神，因囚犯们都侧耳听着。狱吏醒过来，看见家门全开。以为囚犯都已经逃脱了，就拔出刀来想要自刎。狱吏叫人拿了灯来，就冲进去，战战兢兢地俯伏在保罗和西拉面前。他们说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家人都必定得救。就在当夜的那个时候，狱吏领他们去洗伤，狱吏和他家人都受了洗。
现在我们请谭牧师正道。
What is the most important question a man can ask in life?
一个人的人生当中，他可以问一个最大的、最重要的问题是什么呢？
If you were a young man in love with a beautiful young lady,
如果你是一个年轻的男士和一个年轻的女士堕入爱河的话，
you will say the most important in life a man can ask is,
你就会说、啊、一个 男士可以最重 要问的问题就是，
Will you marry me?
你会不会嫁给我、啊、
If you were a parent,
如果你是为人父母
looking for a bigger house to buy because of your growing family,
因为你屋企的人数是越来越多了，所以你就找一间大一点的屋。
The most important question you say a man can ask is,
你就会说你最重要的问题你会问是什么呢？
How many bathrooms does it have?
这间屋有多少个厕所呢？
If you are retiree looking for a warmer climate to retire to,
如果你是一个退休的人士，咁你谂住揾一啲比较温暖嘅地方去退休啦。
You say the most important question to ask is which southern states do not have income tax？
咁你最重要会问嘅问题咧，就话喺南边里边咧，边啲嘅州咧系唔使收税嘅
？Seriously, those are all important questions。
冇错，呢啲都系好重要嘅问题。
But they are not the most important question。
但佢唔系最重要嘅问题。
Because none of them has eternal consequences。
因为所有呢啲嘅问题都对喺永恒里边系冇重要。
The most important question a man can ask in life is this。
一个人最重要嘅问题要问嘅就系咁。
What must I do to be saved？
我要做啲乜嘢先至可以得救
？Now who would ask a question like that？
哪些人会问这样的问题呢？
A person who asks that question must meet these two criteria.
问这个问题的人一定会能够符合这两个的要求。
One, he recognizes the desperate, miserable situation he's in.
第一个的就是呢，他一定是已经认知到他自己是几么绝望、几么无助的处境当中。
He is fully aware that he is in imminent and mortal danger.
他也都知道自己呢，死亡和危险已经来到他的面前。
And then the second criteria is, he refused to capitulate.
而第二个问题，他原因呢，就是他不愿意就这样举手就投降。
He refuses to surrender. He refuses to give up. He refuses to just curl up and die.
他拒绝去投降，拒绝去就这样放弃，他拒绝就这样死了去。
A person in a sinking ship.
如果一个人在一个沉船的当中，
He is about to drown.
他就来会浸死了。
He refuses to give up and die. So he asks, what must I do to be saved?
他不想就这样放开双手就咁死咗去，所以佢就话：我要做啲乜嘢先可以得救咧
？A person who is a drug addict, an alcoholic，
一啲
有醉酒啊，
有醉酒同埋有毒瘾嘅人。
He recognized the misery, the desperate situation that he's in。
佢知道自己系喺一个几咁无助嘅处境当中。
But he refused to pity himself and die。
但佢又唔想喺自怜。当中跟住就死咗去。
So he asks, what must I do to be saved?
所以佢就会问，我要做啲乜嘢先可以得救
？A person who is terminally ill，
一个垂死嘅病人。
The doctor just called that you have a very aggressive cancer。
医生啱啱打电话嚟话啊，你个癌症好严重、哦。
And he sees the desperate, he sees the imminent mortal danger that he is in。
他已经看到自己死亡已经临近他了。
But he's not quite ready to give up and die.
但他又未打算放弃就这样去死。
So he grabbed the doctor and said, what must I do to be saved?
于是他打电话给医生，医生我要做些什么才可以得救。
A convict on a death row.
如果一个被判了刑的死囚。
Yeah, he is aware that the date of execution is drawing closer and closer.
他知道他被处决的日子越来越近。
But he refuses to give up and die.
但他又不想就这样放弃，这样就死了他。
So he keep appealing and appealing.
于是他有机会他就上诉又上诉。
He will say, he will ask, what must I do to be saved?
因为他会说，我要做些什么才可以得救。
See, in the text that we just read, we see a man who recognized how miserable, how desperate a situation he found himself in.
在刚才我们读那个经文里面，有一个人，他知道自己是一个几咁嘅危险嘅处境当中。
He asks, what must I do to be saved?
佢就问，我要做啲乜嘢先可以得救。
See, the man who asked that question was a correctional officer, a jailer in a city called Philippi.
问呢个问题嗰个人呢，係喺罗马城腓立比城市里面其中一个看守这些监狱的监理。
Paul and Silas, you know, these two missionaries, they were on the second missionary journey.
保罗和西拉呢，他们正当是在他们第二次的报道旅程当中。
They had planned to go to Asia.
他们原本计划呢，就留在亚细亚那里。
But the Holy Spirit would not allow them to continue to go to Asia.
但是圣灵呢就没有容许他们去亚细亚。
Instead, Paul saw a vision of a man from Macedonia.
而保罗当时呢就见到一个异象，是马其顿的异象。
Urging them to go further west to Macedonia.
有一个马其顿的人一直是很 好緊急嘅去想叫佢，你哋快啲嚟去往西去馬其頓啦。
Urging them to go over to Europe，
叫佢哋快啲去西去到歐洲嗰邊。
So Paul and Silas obey that Macedonian call。
所以保罗同埋西拉佢就跟从咗呢个马其顿嘅意象。
Immediately they set sail for Europe。
马上嘅佢哋就行船去到欧洲嗰边。
And the first European city that they stay was a place called Philippi。
第一个欧洲嘅城市佢哋去到嘅咧就系叫做腓立比。
And Paul and Silas had a very fruitful ministry at Philippi。
喺腓立比嗰度，保罗同埋西拉咧，佢哋嘅福音嘅成果咧系非常好嘅。
The first European convert was a woman by the name of Lydia。
第一个信主嘅人咧系一个女士，叫做吕底亚。
A few verses before the one that we read, it says that the Lord opens her heart to respond to Paul's message。
喺我哋读嘅经文之前几节咧就话。主开启咗佢嘅心，等到佢咧可以留心听保罗所讲嘅说话。
And then in verse 15 it says she and the members of her household were baptized。
喺十五节里边就讲到话，佢同埋佢一家嘅人都受咗洗。
Now that was the beginning of this wonderful church called the Philippian Church。
呢个就系腓立比教会嘅一个好好嘅开始。
And Paul and Silas stay in Philippi for some time。
保罗同埋西拉去留喺腓立比课一段嘅时间。
And one day they were going to a place of prayer。
有一次佢哋就准备去一个祈祷嘅地方啦。
And on the way they met a slave girl。
喺路途上面咧，佢就见到一个婢女。
And this slave girl had extraordinary power。
呢个婢女咧系有非常大嘅能力嘅。
She had a spirit by which she tells fortune。
因为咧有一个邪灵咧喺佢身上可以咧系。俾佢預知未來。
She was a powerful and popular fortune teller。
佢係一個好大家都好喜歡同埋好有能力嘅占卜師。
She was so good that the Philippians were willing to pay big money to have her tell fortune。
佢嘅預計咧係佢嘅占卜咧係非常嘅準嘅，所以腓立比嘅人咧都願意俾好多錢去求佢嘅占卜。
She was worth so much that she had more than one master。
佢嘅身价咧，其实好值钱，所以佢唔单止有一个嘅主人。
There was a conglomerate of investors investing in her。
而系有一大班人咧，都系将佢哋嘅钱咧投资咗喺呢个婢女嘅身上。
And now Paul and Silas, they were on their way to the place of prayer。
而家咧，保罗西拉正在喺去祈祷嘅地方嘅路上。
And this fortune-telling slave girl would keep following them and keep shouting。
而呢个被邪灵上咗身嘅婢女咧，就一路系跟住保罗西拉后边，一路系咁大叫。
These men are servants of the Most High God。
佢话呢两个人系至高神嘅仆人。
And they are telling you the way to be saved。
佢哋系传讲紧得救嘅道理。
Now you are Paul and Silas。
如果你系保罗同埋西拉
，How would you react to this slave girl？
你会点样对呢个婢女嘅反应呢
？Would you welcome her into your evangelistic team？
你会欢迎佢嚟到你呢个传福音嘅事工队里边咧
？Won't you think, man, we need someone just like you to be part of this team？
你会唔会话啊？我就正正系需要呢一种人喺我哋嘅队里边啦。
She has more bigger drawing power than I don't know the biggest star from Hong Kong TV or Hollywood。
因为佢嘅号召力咧，比香港嗰啲大明星咧嘅号召力咧更大。
She was popular. She was amazing。
佢好受欢迎，佢而家佢做嘅嘢好奇妙。
I mean, she could deliver whatever customer ask。
无论客户需要问啲乜嘢，佢都可以回答。
She will make a great propaganda. She will make a great advertisement for the gospel。
如果佢帮我哋手传福音嘅话，佢一定咧就会作为一个非常好嘅宣传作用。
And more than that, she was telling the truth, wasn't she?
而且佢讲嘅都系真话，系咪？
She shouted, "These men are servants of the Most High God."
佢话呢两个人系至高神嘅仆人。
And they are telling you the way to be saved.
佢哋向你哋传讲得救嘅道路。
Now, wouldn't she make a great MC for your evangelistic crusade?
如果我哋有啲大型嘅报道会里边，你话佢会唔会一个好好嘅司仪咧
？Franklin Graham doesn't seem to be as big as his father.
Franklin Graham
郭培理嗰个仔啊。
哦。
都是报道家来的，现在不是好像比得上他父亲咯。Maybe Franklin should think about hiring this girl。
可能呢、这个郭培理的仔应该要考虑呢，可能请这个婢女来到他的
We may think she will make a great evangelism team member, but not Paul and Silas.
我哋可能以为啊，呢、这个人一定系会成为我哋一个好好嘅队友啦。但系保罗西拉就唔系咁谂。
See, Paul was so troubled by her. Paul turned around and said to this spirit.
保罗咧觉得佢好烦、好困惑，于是佢就转心同佢讲。
In the name of Jesus, I command you to come out of her.
话我奉耶稣基督嘅名，命令你从佢身上面出嚟。
And the evil spirit came out of her.
咁呢个鬼灵咧就。出咗嚟啦。
Now why would Paul drive out a spirit who keep making such wonderful propaganda for him?
点解保罗会将呢个邪灵，而但呢个邪灵又同对福音又有咁大嘅宣传嘅效用嘅，将佢赶出去咧
？Two reasons.
两个原因。
Because this spirit is an evil spirit, a demonic spirit.
呢个因为呢个灵系一个邪灵，系一个属于魔鬼嘅灵。
And not a holy spirit, not the holy spirit.
唔系。神的圣灵。
Can evil spirit tell fortune?
你说邪灵可不可以预占卜预知未来呢
?Can evil spirit recognize God and God's servant?
邪灵会不会认得出神和神的仆人呢
?Can evil spirit recognize that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the way to be saved?
邪灵会不会认得耶稣基督的福音就是救得救的道路
?Sure they can.
他们当然可以。
This is not the first time that demonic spirits recognize God and his servant.
因为这次都不是第一次在圣经里面这样记载过。
Mark chapter 5 tells us that Jesus was in the region called Gerasene.
马可福音五章那里讲过耶稣在一个格拉森的地区。
A man with an evil spirit met Jesus.
有一个人是被邪灵附着他见到耶稣。
He ran and fell at the feet of Jesus. And what did he say?
他马上的去走去耶稣跟前俯伏在他面前
The evil spirit said What do you want with me Jesus
那个邪灵就跟耶稣说、啊、至高神的儿子耶稣你跟我有什么关系呢
What do you want with me Jesus Son of the most high God、
啊、至高神的儿子耶稣基督你跟我有什么关系
The evil spirit recognized God and recognized God's servants
所以甚至是邪灵都会是认得出神和神的仆人
They recognize the way of salvation too
他们都是认得出得救的道理
The only difference is that they don't obey
而唯一不同的就是他们不服从这个道理
Now there's another reason, a second reason why Paul had no use of the slave girl to help evangelism
另外一个原因保罗觉得这个邪灵可以虽然这么有能力但是对他来讲是完全没有用的
Because it is not the propaganda of evil spirit that opened the heart of unbelievers to the gospel
因为要一个未信的人去接受福音不是因为这个这些邪灵所讲的
It is a regenerating work of the Holy Spirit that opens the heart of unbelievers to the gospel
而是靠着圣灵重新和更新那个力工作才可以令到一个人去开启他的心
This you know, fortune telling slave girl can be you know, can keep shouting for all her life
这个婢女她可以呢一是这样每一天一生这样在这里叫
She could be even shouting even today up to today
或者她一直在这样叫叫了二千多年来到今天都还在这里叫
But her truthful introduction of the gospel still would not have brought a single person to Christ.
虽然他介绍这个福音是真实的但是他仍然不可以带领任何一个人来到耶稣基督。
And that's why Paul finds this slave girl more of a nuisance than anything else.
所以保罗是觉得这个婢女是很厌烦很烦的。
The gospel does not need evil spirit to bring anyone to Christ.
福音是不需要这些 邪灵或者恶者去带领人去传福音。接受福音
No matter how truthful the word of the evil one may be
这个邪灵恶者所讲的无论他几咁真实都是不会带领到人去接受福音
And so Paul drove out the demon
所以保罗就将这个这个邪灵赶走了
And all pandemonium broke out
跟着就大件事了
Oh, the slave girl is no longer able to tell fortune
因为现在这个婢女呢就不可以再有占卜预知未来的能力了
She lost all her customers
那就再没有客户来找她
And all those investors they invested in her went bust
而之前所有人投资了很多钱在这个婢女身上呢，现在都见财化水。
Paul killed the goose that laid the golden egg.
保罗就是将这个呢、即是可以生
金 蛋,
金蛋的
鹅
劏
了吃
了。
Paul dry up the gold mine.
保罗将这个金矿呢都干晒令到去。
So all the owners of the slave dragged Paul and Silas to the magistrate.
所以这个婢女的所有这一班的主人呢，就将保罗和西拉呢就拉了去见官了。
And they file charges against Paul and Silas.
那么就在官面前去指控他们。
You notice the charges.
你知不知道他指控他们什么呢？
Inciting mob actions.
就其中一个呢，就是说他引起暴乱啦。
Disturbing the peace.
扰乱这个治安。
Verse 20 says, These men are Jews and are throwing the whole city into an uproar.
在第二十节里面讲到说这些人是犹太人来的，扰乱了我们的城市。
And then the second charge was sedition.
第二个罪名就是煽动罪。
Verse 20 says, Advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice.
他说他们全那些罗马人不准接受不准实行的规矩。
These are very serious charges.
这些是非常严重的指控。
So without even a fair trial,
所以甚至未有一个审讯之前，
The Roman authority threw Paul and Silas into jail.
这罗马掌权的人就决定要将保罗和西拉都先将他放在监里面。
And not only throwing them to jail,
不单止将他收监，
They tortured them too.
他们用敲打他们。
They were stripped and beaten.
他们将他除了他们的衣服跟着打他们。
And they were thrown into the inner cell.
还将他们放在一个最深最入 的监仓。
The inner cell is where they reserve the harshest of torture.
这个最入的监仓是将会被虐待得最惨的。
And they bound their feet in stocks.
他们将他们的脚锁起。
And they endure total darkness.
而在他们前面是完全的黑暗。
Now you were Paul and Silas at that time.
如果你是保罗和西拉在那个时候，
You have given your life for the ministry of the gospel.
你为到这个福音的事工去献上你的生命。
How would you react to that?
你会怎么反应呢？
Wouldn't you be angry with God?
你会不会生气呢？
God, I serve you so faithfully.
神啊，我这么忠心地去侍奉你。
Is this what you give me back?
这些是不是你想给回我的？
Lord, I have given so much to you, for you.
神，我为到你付出了这么多。
And you reward me with this?
难道你用这些这样的东西去给我？
God, I didn't choose to come to this place.
神，我都不是我选要来这个地方的。
I had wanted to preach the gospel in the other direction in Asia.
我原本想去的地方是亚细亚嘛。
Now you brought me here.
而你带领我来到这里。
Just so that you can send me to this stinking rat infested hole?
难道你带领了我来这里，然后就将我放在这个监仓，这里有充满老鼠的监仓里面。
For me to rot in?
难道你等我在这里腐化死了？
Now, if you were in such a dark, miserable place,
如果你是在一些这样的境况里面，
all because you have wanted to serve God.
而因为原因是因为你想去服侍神。
Now, wouldn't you be discouraged?
你会觉得很灰心。
Or maybe even angry with God.
甚至可能你会很生气神。
But not Paul and not Silas.
但保罗西拉没有这样的反应。
What did they do?
他们怎么做呢？
What did they do when they find themselves at the end of the line and there's no exit?
当他们看到他们在这个这么黑暗的地方而又见不到出路的时候，他们怎么做呢？
They pray and they sang hymns.
他们祈祷唱歌。
You see why I always encourage you guys to memorize hymns?
你说是不是值得鼓励，如果你能够记得的诗歌是好的？
I don't think they have a hymn book in there.
因为在监仓里面你可能没有施展。
They trusted in God and they worship.
他们信靠神而他在这里敬拜神。
They may not know what's going to happen before the night is over.
在这晚过了之后他都不知道将会发生什么事。
But they have the conviction that the God they serve is trustworthy.
但是他们坚信一样东西，他们所侍奉的神是值得信赖。
They have the conviction that the gospel that they preach will bring salvation.
他坚信一样东西，他们传的福音是会带来拯救。
They have the conviction that the evil that they had to endure will bring good.
他们坚信一样东西，他们忍受这些苦难，最终是会带来好的结果。
And before the night was over, God's hand was at work.
在半夜的时候，那晚都未完，神的手就在工作了。
And God's work spectacularly.
神嗰个工作亦都系好奇妙。
A violent earthquake shook the foundation of the prison。
喺当时就有一个地震，连到震到监仓嘅地基咧都喺度喐。
And all the prison doors were open。
所有监仓嘅门都打开咗。
And everybody's chain just fell off。
所有嘅锁链都锁开咗。
And even more spectacular than that。
有一样嘢仲更加奇妙嘅。
Not a single prisoner took advantage of that and took off。
冇一个嘅囚犯咧，系趁住呢个时候咧逃走咗。
The earthquake woke up the jailer too。
呢个地震咧，令到嗰个监吏咧都起咗身。
I mean, who could sleep through such spectacular violence, right?
喺地震里边，边个会瞓得着咧
？He rushed into the prison。
佢即刻匆忙嘅走去监仓睇下。
He saw the prison gate or door all open。
佢见到监狱嘅门，所有监仓嘅门都开咗。
And he drew his sword just about to commit suicide。
佢就即刻拎把剑出嚟，准备咧自杀噶啦。
And that is when he asked the question, "What must I do to be saved?"
喺嗰个时候，佢就问佢自己一个问题：我要做啲乜嘢先可以得救
？Why did he ask a question like that?
点解佢要问呢个咁嘅问题咧
？What made him ask such a question?
乜嘢令到佢要问呢个问题咧
？Fear，
恐惧
，awareness that he is in imminent and mortal danger。
因为他知道自己即将面临一个很严重的死亡。
But he refused to quit because of self-pity. He refused to die.
但他又不想放弃，又想不想自怜这样去死。
What was he afraid of?
究竟他是怕什么
？He was fearful of two things.
他怕两样的东西。
He was fearful of the Roman authority he served.
第一就是他所服侍的罗马政府。
He was also fearful of the God that Paul and Silas served.
第二就是保罗西拉所服侍的神。
Why was the jailer fearful of the Roman authority that he served?
为什么这个监吏会怕他所服侍的罗马政府呢
?Because according to Roman law,
因为根据罗马的法例
when a soldier or when a jailer is entrusted with the responsibility of guarding a prisoner,
而当一个士兵或者一个监狱看监的人呢他是将一个囚犯放在他看守的时候呢
And the prisoner escaped,
如果个囚犯逃走了呢
It is the life of the guard for the life of the prisoner who escaped.
咁呢他就要用自己的条命呢去补偿逃走了那个囚犯的命。
If anyone in prison had escaped that night,
如果任何一个囚犯那晚逃走了
And the jailer would be executed the next morning.
这个监吏就会第二朝就会被处决的了。
So that when the jailer rushed into the prison and they saw, and he saw all the doors open.
所以当他走去监牢见到所有的门都开了的时候
What was he supposed to assume?
那你觉得他会以为是什么呢
Of course, he would assume that all the prisoners had taken off.
他当然以为所有的囚犯都走了。
Because what dummy would stay behind?
哪个蠢材才会留下
I mean, when there's a chance of escape, why would they be still there?
如果你有机会走，点会唔走呢
？He was about to commit suicide simply by observing the open door.
所以当佢睇到呢个门，呢监仓嘅门打开咗，佢就准备自杀啦。
Even when Paul shouted to him,
甚至当保罗大声嘅叫佢嘅时候
，Don't harm yourself. We are all here.
佢话唔好伤害你自己，我哋全部人都喺度。
The shock of so many spectacles all happening at the same time was too much.Too much for his emotion.
咁多奇妙嘅事情喺同一时间发生，真系令到佢好震惊，震惊到咧佢都冇回过神嚟去谂嘢。
He heard the assuring voice of Paul.
佢听到保罗好肯定嘅声音啦。
But he couldn't see. He couldn't see for sure. It was total darkness.
但系睇唔到，因为咧嗰个监仓系非常嘅黑嘅。
Right, verse 29 tells us that he calls for light.
在29節那裡他說他立刻叫人拿些燈來
And he rushed in and he felt trembling
那他就衝進去這個監倉那裡
Trembling before Paul and Silas
就戰戰兢兢的在保羅和西拉的面前俯伏
Even when he saw Paul and Silas still there he was still trembling with fear
甚至他見到保羅西拉沒走到還在那裡他仍然是很戰驚
He is safe from Roman authority that he served
他已經逃過了羅馬政府那個的
審判 He is safe from being from execution.
他亦都喺被處決嘅當中救翻翻嚟。
Why was he still trembling?
點解佢仲喺度戰戰兢兢嘅咧
？Because he was fearful of the justice from the God that Paul and Silas served.
因为他是怕保罗西拉所侍奉的神，这个公义的神。
Paul and Silas was no stranger to who Paul and the jailer was no stranger to who Paul and Silas were.
保罗西拉对于这个监利来讲呢，并不陌生的。
Okay, the slave girl has been propagandizing for Paul and Silas for days.
因为记得之前那个婢女一路跟住保罗西拉，已经系一同保罗西拉做咗好多好多嘅宣传。
Yeah, everybody believes the words of the slave girl.
所有人都信呢个婢女所讲嘅说话。
These men are servants of the Most High God.
佢哋系至高神嘅仆人。
So the jailer was well aware of who Paul and Silas were.
所以个监吏亦都好清楚保罗西拉系咩人。
And that night, the jailer saw with his own eyes.
但系呢一晚。这个监利是用他亲眼见到。
How totally different these two men were.
这两个人真的跟他认识的完全不同。
Because the jailer knew very well that he was the one who threw these two men into the darkness of an inner cell.
因为这个监利很清楚知道是他叫人将保罗西拉困在最深最入的监仓。
He knew that he was the one who tortured them.
他也是那个去虐待保罗西拉嘅。
He's the one that snapped the stock on the feet.
佢亦都系嗰个将啲锁链锁扣扣喺佢哋身上嘅。
He had done that countless time before to countless number of people before.
佢以前已经做过好多次喺唔同嘅人身上做过。
But every one of them that he tortured before, they all cry out with hatred.
所有俾佢虐打嘅人都会以前咧都会系大声咁咒骂佢。
Everyone that he has done that before all cried out with curses and with anger.
所有被他曾经虐待的人都会大声地骂他。
But what is it with these two men?
但是这两个人究竟是什么人呢?
They didn't curse, they didn't hate.
他们又没有诅咒又没有憎恨。
And instead, all night long, they keep praying and they keep singing.
反而他们整晚在祈祷在唱歌。
And when they had a chance to escape, they didn't.
有机会逃走他们都不走。
What is it with these two men?
究竟这两个人有什么会令到他们会这样呢?
They are truly the servant of the Most High God, and who am I?
那他们如果是至高神的仆人的话，那我是什么?
I have done them such great evil.
我对他们做了很多很多的坏事。
I'm the one who had done them such harm.
我对他们做了很多的伤害。
I may be spared from the justice of the Roman Emperor.
我可能可以逃离这个罗马政府的处决。
But how could I be spared from the justice of the God of these two men?
但我逃离唔到呢两个人所服侍嘅神嗰个嘅公义嘅审判。
That's what made this jailer ask this question: What must I do to be saved?
所以呢个监利就问呢个问题：我要做啲乜嘢先可以得救
？He recognized his culpability. He recognized his guilt.
他知道他自己的罪，知道是罪有应得。
He recognized the imminent and great danger that he was in because he had to face the justice of God.
他知道他要面对保罗西拉这个神的公义，他将会大难临头。
That's what made him cry out and ask, "What must I do to be saved?"
就是这样，他所以大声地去呼求，我要做些什么才可以得救。
The greatest question a man can ask.
一个人可以最大的问题会问的
will be met by the greatest answer God gives.
神会给一个最大的答案我们。
Paul immediately answered with verse 32.
在第32节里面，保罗立即的去回答。
They spoke the word of the Lord to him.
他说，他们就把主的道
and to all those in the house.
讲给他和他全家的人听。
Now the passage does not spell out in detail what the word of the Lord is.
经文里面没有很详细讲过这个主的道的是什么
But we know it is a gospel message of Jesus Christ.
但我们知道这个是关于耶稣基督的福音的信息。
It is the same gospel of Jesus Christ that Paul has been preaching since his own conversion.
这个信息是保罗自从信主以后一直都是在这里传讲的。
Paul must have explained to this jailer.
保罗一定会跟他解释。
The problem of the world is a reality of sin.
这个世界的问题是因为有罪的存在。
Now, it wasn't hard to convince a jailer the reality of sin.
有关人生里面有罪这件事是很容易去理解。
很容易 yeah, because he remembers all this great evil that he has done.
因为这个监利他记得他做了多少的坏事。
To so many.
他做了多少坏事对很多的人。
He remembered those that he had tortured to death.
他记得他很多人都被他虐待致死。
He remembered those that he had killed.
有很多人被他杀。
He remembered all the pain and the misery that he had caused so many.
他令到很多人身心都受了很多的痛苦。
Paul must have explained to him about the justice of God that must be satisfied.
保罗一度会提同他解释神的公义也都一定要得到满足。
Paul must have explained to him the penalty of sin is death.
保罗会同他解释罪的公价乃是死。
Now that shouldn't be difficult for this jailer to understand.
对这个监利来讲应该不难去明白。
Because he was about to kill himself just a moment ago.
因为刚刚没多久之前他都差不多想自杀了。
Because he realized that Roman authority demands justice just like that too.
因为他知道甚至罗马政府都要求有公义。
The life of a jailer for the life of the one who escaped.
你一个守监的人就要付上这个逃犯的性命。
Paul must have explained to him who Jesus Christ is.
保罗也都会跟他解释谁是耶稣基督。
He's a man from Galilee.
他是一个在加利利的人。
He's a son of God who came to this world as a lamb of God.
他是神的儿子来到这个世界上面。
Who was offered up as a sin offering for the sins of the world.
成为神的羔羊献上为到我们的罪献上。
Paul must have explained to this jailer how Christ died on the cross.
保罗也都会解释主耶稣怎样死在十字架上面。
You know, on that Passover just a few years ago.
就在几年前的逾越节。
Paul must have explained to him how Jesus Christ was buried.
保罗会跟他解释基督是怎样是被埋葬。
And 3 days later, the empty, the tomb was empty.
但三日之后那个坟墓里面是空的。
Because the sacrificed Lamb of God is now the risen Lord and the risen King.
因为神这个牺牲的羔羊现在已经升了天为王为主。
Paul must explain to this jailer.
保罗也都会解释给这个监利听。
That Christ is the only acceptable sin offering.
基督是唯一可以被接纳的赎罪祭
that can satisfy the demand of God's justice.
能够满足了神公义的要求
and Paul also gave the jailer the greatest invitation a man can receive.
在这个时候保罗也都发出一个邀请最大的邀请
see the greatest question a man can ask
一个人可以问最大的问题
is met by the greatest answer God gives.
神已经用一个最大的回答
And God's greatest answer always accompanied with the greatest invitation.
但神的回答里面时时都会跟着一个邀请
Remember verse 31?
记不记得第31节里面
The jailer had just asked, What must I do to be saved?
这个监利说、啊、我要做些什么才可以得救
And Paul said, Believe in Jesus.
保罗跟他说当信主耶稣
It's an invitation to faith.
这个是信心的邀请
It's an invitation to trust.
这个是一个信靠的邀请
It's an invitation to submit your life under Christ.
这个是将你人生生命降服在主面前的邀请
It's an invitation to make Christ the Savior you trust.
这个是让基督成为你信靠救主的邀请
See, Paul had just explained to the jailer,The message of sin and salvation.
保罗刚刚同这个监利解释了关于罪和拯救。
Paul had just explained to the jailer the message of Christ's death and atonement that means he died for you.
也都解释了基督的受死和救赎。
That's God's greatest answer to man.
这个就是神对人最大的回答。
And God's greatest answer always comes with an invitation.
神的回答里面时时都跟着一个邀请
Paul is asking the jailer to call on the name of Jesus
保罗叫这个监利去求告主耶稣的名
He's asking the jailer to make Christ the Savior you trust
他叫这个监利去说让基督成为你信靠的救主
For the forgiveness of your sins
以致到你的罪可以得到赦免
You notice that Paul invited this jailer to church?
你有没有留意到保罗没有邀请这个监利去回教会
Paul did not invite the jailer to go to church
或者没有叫他参加教会
even though there is a church in Philippi for him to go to
虽然当时腓立比已经有一间教会他可以去
it was in the house of Lydia
就是吕底亚的屋企里面
but Paul did not invite the jailer to go to church or join the church
但是保罗并没有邀请这个监利去 參加呢個教會。
We have good reasons to believe that later on he did and he brought his family.
我哋有理由係相信咧，係遲啲之後咧，呢、這個監利同埋佢屋企人咧都係有翻教會嘅。
But Paul's invitation was not to invite him to visit the church or come to church.
但是保罗的这个邀请里面是没有叫他你来教会或者参加教会。
Because Paul knows it is not the church that saves.
因为保罗知道不是因为你回教会而得救。
It is the Lord Jesus Christ, the church serves, that saves.
是我们教会服侍的主耶稣基督令到我们可以得救。
You notice Paul did not invite this jailer to be a good person.
保罗也都没有叫这个监理啊，你做一个你人生做一个好人啦。
Now Paul would repeat over and over in his letters that he writes.
保罗在他的书信里面重复又重复地说
that there must be a transformation in the life of believer.
一个得救人的生命必定要带来生命的改变。
Now who would emphatically be more emphatic than Paul?
边个会比保罗更加强而有力又重复咁讲
？Put off your old nature, bring in the new nature, put on the new nature on you。
佢话除去你照着从前生活嘅方式嘅旧人，
right.
穿上呢个新人。
Who will repeat more emphatically than Paul？
边个会好似保罗咁样更有强力嘅、更强力嘅重复嘅
讲 ？We are a new creation。
我哋喺基督里系新造嘅人。
The old is gone, the new is here。
旧事都已过，都变成新的了。
But Paul did not invite this jailer to live a life of good behavior.
保罗冇叫呢个监吏啊，你以后生活要做一个好人。
Because it is not our good behavior that saves.
因为我哋好嘅行为系拯救唔到我哋。
But Christ, the sacrificed Lamb of God, that saves.
系唯有基督呢个代死嘅羔羊系可以拯救我哋。
You notice Paul did not invite him to be religious.
保罗亦都冇叫佢啊，你要做敬虔啦。
Because it is not appearance of religious piety that saves.
因为我哋得救唔系因为我哋宗教外表上嘅敬虔。
It is Christ who reigns in us that saves.
我哋得救乃系因为嗰位喺我哋生命里边掌权嘅救主。
Paul did not invite him to be baptized.
保罗亦都冇邀请佢啊，你嚟受浸啦。
It is true that after we call on the name of Christ.
啊，冇错，系当我哋。去呼求主的名之后
After we have repented from our sins
当我们是 悔改之后
After we have turned to Christ in submission
当我们是转向基督我们降服在基督之下之后
We need to be baptized
我们是需要受浸
Because it's the first act of obedience to the Lord
因为受浸是第一个我们代表我们顺服的 行动
And that's what Lydia and her family did
女底亞同埋佢嘅家人咁樣做咧。
The jailer and his family did that too。
呢個監利同埋佢屋企人都咁樣做咧。
The Ethiopian eunuch did that too。
啊，同埋有一個伊索帕亞嘅太監亦都有咁做咧。
But Paul did not invite him to be baptized。
但係保羅並冇邀請呢個監利去受浸。
Because it's not the sacrament of baptism that saves。
因为人得救不是因为这些行受浸的礼
Because it is Christ with whom we identify ourselves in baptism that saves
是在我这个受浸的圣礼里面我们所认定的耶稣基督令到我们可以得救
Paul invites this jailer to believe in Christ
保罗邀请这个监理去相信主耶稣
Not just to agree that he is a savior
不是只是赞同地
Demonic spirits agree that Jesus is the Savior.
因为甚至是邪灵都会赞同耶稣是救主。
Even demonic spirits agree that he died for our sins.
邪灵都会赞同耶稣为了我们的罪受死。
But they did not obey.
但是他们没有信靠信服。
To believe in Jesus does not mean that I agree that he died for the sin of the world only.
去信主信耶稣不是只是说我赞同耶稣为到我们的罪去死
全世界的人
全世界人的罪
That means somebody else's sin and not mine
即是所有的人的罪不过不是我的罪
To believe in Jesus means that he died for my sin for your sin personally he died for you and for me
信主耶稣是主耶稣为到你的罪为到我的罪去受死
To believe in Jesus means to trust in His good work and not in mine.
去信耶稣是信靠 耶稣为我们所做的，不是我们自己所做的。
To believe in Jesus means to trust in his credit and not in my credit.
信耶稣是信靠耶稣所做的那个功劳，不是我们自己的功劳。
To believe in Jesus means to trust in the sacrificial payment of debt that he made.
信耶稣的意思是我们信靠他的牺牲是为到我们的罪付上了代价。
Because it's a debt that I cannot pay.
因为有些债我们自己是不能够付的。
To believe in Jesus means to trust in his sacrifice, satisfy the justice of God.
信耶稣代表了我们信靠耶稣的牺牲是能够完成了满足了神的公义。
Because there's a justice I cannot satisfy.
因为有些公义的要求我是没有办法满足的。
To believe in Jesus means to trust that his sacrifice earned my pardon.
我信耶稣的意思是代表了我们信靠耶稣的牺牲是能够赚取到我们的罪得赦免。
Because I have a guilt I cannot be free from.
因为我们有些罪疚我们是不能够从这个罪疚里面脱离。
To believe in Jesus means to trust in Jesus that he is the bridge between the gap between man and God.
信耶稣是信靠耶稣是成为人和神和人这个鸿沟里面我们无法跨越的桥梁。
Because that gap I cannot bridge.
因为这个鸿沟我们是没办法超越的。
The greatest invitation demands a response.
这个最大的邀请同时间也都要求一个回答。
I trust that if you have not responded to this invitation,
我相信如果你还未去回答这个邀请的话
you will do so even in this moment, even in this today.
你可以在现在这个时候去做。
It's an invitation given to you even today.
这个邀请在今天里面仍然是伸出来给你。
I'm so glad to see many visitors this morning.
我今天很高兴见到很多的新来的朋友。
It's not because it's Chinese New Year that you are here.
希望不是因为新年祝农历新年你在这
里。It's not accident that you are here.
你来到这里不是因为意外的。
God brought you in here to hear the gospel being preached.
神带你领你来到这个地方去听这个福音。
And in front of you is an invitation from God.
在你面前神发出这个邀请。
Ask this question, what must I do to be saved?
你要问你自己这个问题，我要做些什么才可以得救。
And God said, I have given you the greatest answer already.
神已经给了一个最大的答案你。
Christ came to die for you.
基督来到这个世上为你而死。
The debt that you cannot pay is already paid for.
你不能够给的罪债基督已经给了。
The justice that you cannot satisfy is already satisfied by Christ.
你不能够满足的公义要求现在基督都满足了。
The way to salvation is open in front of you. Take it.
现在这个得救的邀请是在你面前。
If you would respond to this invitation,
如果你愿意是回答这个邀请接受这个邀请。
You say, I'm not an alcoholic, I don't take drugs.
你说我都不是饮酒的人醉酒的人。
I'm not in a sinking ship.
我又不是在沉船里面。
I'm not drowning.
我又不是就来浸死。
I don't have terminal illness, maybe later, but not now.
我现在又没有这个
癌症
不治之症。
You say, I have plenty of time left.
我还有很多时间剩。
So you probably think that you don't need to ask this question.
所以可能你说觉得我现在都未是时候需要问这个问题。
Maybe you don't realize that you are in imminent and mortal danger.
或者你没察觉到其实危险已经其实在我们面前。
But without Christ,
但是如果没有基督
we are all convicts sitting on death row.
我们都是被判了罪在死刑里面等候。
And only appeal that we can claim.
我们唯一可以上诉可以得胜的机会
is to call on the name of Jesus.
就是呼求主耶稣的名。
You know, we love to quote John 3:16.
你知道我们时时都喜欢引用约翰福音3:16.
Shall we say it together? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish,but have eternal life. We all love to quote that. But do you read on to verse 18?
在 读完呢个三章十六节里面，大家有冇再留意到，其实三章十六节之后仲有三章十八节。
What does 18 say？
第十八节里面讲乜嘢
？Whoever believes in him is not condemned。
佢话信佢嘅人不再被定罪。
But whoever does not believe in him，
但系嗰啲唔信嘅人呢
？Remains condemned already。
佢嘅罪已经定了。
We were all on death row。
我哋所有人都可能会喺呢、这个死囚嘅名里面。
When we receive God's invitation and come to Christ in faith，
但系当我哋接受神嘅邀请去接纳主耶稣。
When we received that, that was an appeal that we may recall on Christ and we received the pardon。
当我哋知道，如果我哋去呼求主耶稣，我哋系可以得到呢个嘅赦免。
Those of us who are today, if you have not made Christ the Savior you trust，
如果你今日仲未系接受耶稣系你救主嘅
，You are just waiting for the day of execution。
你就好似喺度等紧一个处决嘅刑期。
And that day is just drawing closer and closer。
而嗰日系越嚟越近。
And there's still time for appeal。
而家仲有机会可以上诉。
And the time is now。
而家就系嗰个时候。
Take this invitation。
接受呢个邀请。
Did I make the gospel clear this morning? I don't know。
今朝我有冇将呢个福音去好讲解清楚咧
？Do you realize that the invitation is in your hand？
你知唔知道呢个邀请已经卡已经送咗喺你手上
？Won't you respond？
你会怎样答
I'm not inviting you to come to church. I love your coming to church.
我不要求你们邀请你回来教会，我当然希望喜欢你们回教会。
Maybe you come back, you stay long enough, maybe you may become a Christian.
或者你回教会再回来一点，可能你有一天你会成为基督徒。
I'm not inviting you to be baptized.
我也没有邀请你去受浸。
That won't do you any good in terms of your sin being forgiven.
因为单单是受浸对你是没有帮助，对你的罪得赦免是没有帮助。
I'm not inviting you to be a good person.
我也都没有邀请你成为一个好的人。
I'm inviting you to trust that Christ died for your sin and you need him to be your savior.
我的邀请是邀请你去接受耶稣为你的救主，他是为到我的罪去付上。
And this time is time of your appeal. Call on him.
现在就是那个时候你可以去呼求主的名。
And most of us, you have already called on Christ. That's wonderful.
我知道大部分在这里的人都已经是呼求了耶稣的名。
Make this invitation known to those who haven't.
如果你已经是接受了的，你就将这个邀请发给一些你未信的朋友。
I'm so thankful that we have a lot of evangelism training.
我们很高兴我们教会里面有很多传福音的训练。
No evangelism is complete without invitation.
所有传福音，如果我们没有去发出邀请呢，都不能够完成的。
And no invitation is complete without inviting people to come to Christ, not come to church.
而这个邀请是邀请这些人来到基督那里，不是单单来到教会那里。
Make Christ the Savior you trust.
让基督成为你信靠的救主。
And during lunch, be sure to say thank you to Luke. Thank you, Luke. Thank you so much.
午餐的时候多谢大家。